Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
All right, welcome to a brand new episode here at Gamertag Radio. This is your host, Danny, and joining me this week, we have P-Rock. Pete, what's going on, man?
Yo, I am in technical support hell right now. I apologize. We were trying to get the GTR website and live stream up this morning, and for some reason, we are having struggles.
And, yes.
We are unable to stream live, but we are going to still go ahead and push forward and record today's podcast. But
Yes.
Other than that,
I don't know what happened, but see, Pete, thanks to you, I promoted on Twitter, like, oh, we're live, and everybody like, I don't think so. You're not live. And everybody's going after me.
Yeah, good. Well, I'm glad it's you and not me.
Yeah. So
we'll just blame
it's
you.
All good.
Blame Dan.
And Pete, we have a special guest because this Very episode, we're going to be talking about our E3 2019 predictions, all about Nintendo, but we couldn't do it without. Can you present yourself, please?
Hey, everybody. This is Stealth from Twitter.
Stealth, man. I know we were going back and forth a few times on Twitter, and this was like a super last-minute thing. But it's cool that you're joining us, man, for this episode, man. And we could talk about everything about Nintendo. I'm very, very, very hyped about that, man.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Whenever someone talks about Nintendo, you know, I have to spring into action.
Yeah, definitely, man. All right, so everybody head over to GamertagRadio.com, post your comments and feedback. You could also follow us on any podcast app. Just search for Gamertag Radio. Subscribe, follow us, share with your friends. And if you listen to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, make sure to post a review there, and it will help us out big time, man. So, Pete, any updates about the donations? Because we've been promoting it now for a couple of weeks, and you have any update?
Other than just normal subscriptions, we have not gotten any other ones. But I think that's okay. I think, you know, for the time being, our initial goal of getting to E3 has been successful.
Yes,
you know, and you know, again, it's not required. It's not, you know, necessary. We appreciate anything and everything everybody can do to help us. But if you do have an opportunity to help us out, whether it be to help, cover travel costs or upgrading equipment or anything with regards to the way we're able to provide and, you know, give content out to our listeners and viewers, please stop by donate.gamertagradio.com. Anything you can give, whether it's a bit or a dollar or anything, greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, so we're going to start with our E3 2019 predictions, all about Nintendo.
Hey, darling, this is certified psychic Miss Leo. The guys at Gamertag Radio have pulled me out of retirement to give them some free readings. So I've been using the power of the tarot cards to look into the future, baby. You hear me?
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
All right, so P was telling us that he wants to be the first one because he's not a hardcore Nintendo fan. So we're going to let P start with his predictions, man. So, Pete,
okay,
floor is yours, man. Go for it, man. I'm very curious to see what you have say about this, man.
So first, you know, same way as I started it off last week, right? We're going to, you know, I want to cover what we do know that's coming to E3, right, from Nintendo. So we're going to see more from Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. Splatoon 2 World Championships we'll see there at the event. I think, if I'm not mistaken, they're supposed to be talking about Luigi's Mansion 3 and Link's Awakening remake, I think, from what I've been doing. From some of the stuff that I've been reading up, there's obviously going to see some Pokemon Sword and Shield. I think we're going to see a Paper Mario announcement. That's going to be part of my beginnings of the beginnings of my predictions. Here's why. The original release date was 20 years ago next year. So 2020, 20th anniversary. Danny, I know you went deep down the rabbit hole of prognosticating for Nintendo for Nintendo last week with the Super Famicom stuff. So I think I'm going to throw that out there. You know, release date 2020, 20th anniversary. We'll see Paper Mario next year. Okay. I saw your eyes up in Discord.
No.
You're like, whoa, hey, yo.
No. Hey, I'll let you dream, man. It's okay, all good.
All right.
You let me dream all the time.
All right. I think it's probably the worst known secret, but I think we're going to see a new Switch announcement. We're going to, you know, it'll be the second generation of it. Obviously, the first time we've seen, you know, an iteration on the hardware since 2017. I'd like to see maybe some 4K HDR support on the dock only. I'm not expecting it on the hardware itself, but from the dock, you know, you throw it on there, you're able to get some 4K or HDR support. 5G SIM support. I know 5G is becoming, you know, is starting to become a reality. I think it would be a phenomenal opportunity for Nintendo to jump on the technology train. Traditionally, they've somewhat lagged behind from everybody else from all the other platforms. So I think this would be a good opportunity for them. Here's where I'm going to start going, you know, further down the technology loophole, and there's a reason for it. I think we're going to see Nintendo maybe switch over to AWS instead of Google Cloud. And on top of that, they're going to start announcing, and get ready for this. Hold on to your hats, Danny. Announcing xCloud support, but not Stadia.
I've been saying that for a while.
Okay. All right. okay. I think cool. Another one, and we're going to start going off more on the prediction stuff here. Crash Bandicoot for Smash. I think we're going to see that. That's a potential playable character now going into Smash.
Good choice, but continue.
Why not? Think about it. They've started to do these little agreements with Nintendo or with Microsoft. Why not? Uh-huh. Right. I think we're going to see finally a little bit more about Bayonetta 3. I know it was delayed earlier this year. We don't know what it's going to have, you know, when it's going to be re-released, but we're going to see a release trailer for it, and it's going to come out in 2020. Mm-hmm.
Stealth is like, oh man, I have a lot of things to say.
I hope he's writing these down because I want him to shoot them all down.
Yeah. No, the only thing I wanted to say is Bayonetta 3 wasn't actually officially delayed. We never have ever gotten a release date for it, so you can't actually delay something without having.
That's what I was going to say.
I could have sworn they said that they were going to.
Okay, no, it wasn't. Right. There was no date. It was just a teaser, and that's it. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Okay.
But well, it's okay. Again,
I'm the casual Nintendo guy. Yeah. What do I know? I'm Jon Snow, right? I think it's perfect time for a new Animal Crossing for the Nintendo Switch. You know, I think we'll see details and footage. I think they announced it last year, but they never really did anything other than just that announce.
All we got was the Metroid Prime 4
announcement last year.
Screen of the title, and that was it.
Right. And that's my next one, Metroid Prime 4. It was announced last year. I know Retro is working on it as of earlier this year because they've, you know, for whatever happened with their previous development team. This is actually, you know, they're working on it, which is the original team. So I think we'll get a full trailer and a release date for that. Okay, now I'm going to go super deep. We're going to see a new Pikmin. Or I want to see a new Pikmin. Miyamoto talked about this in 2015, and it's been full on crickets ever since. So it's time, and we're going to see it this holiday season.
Okay.
Boom.
That's it. You good? All right.
I'm good.
The Pikmin one, I don't see as a new one. Maybe they could port the old one. I could see that. But just me.
Let me dream, Danny. God damn it.
All right. So the last one that came out for the Wii U, that was a really good one, man. A lot of people slept on that one. So, all right. So I'm going to go because, you know, I have a lot of things to say about that. And then we'll save the best for last, right? So I think that, we are going to see a lot of Smash details, like, you know, the next DLC. And I think this is the two things that I think that they might announce, like new characters, right? So I think maybe Banjo-Kazooie We might see that. I think it's time, because I know Phil Spencer has been saying it many times on Twitter. He said that, yeah, he will be a lot, like, he wouldn't mind if releasing it, like, for the Nintendo Switch, Smash and everything. I know he said he would have been okay with it. So, never know. The reason why I'm saying that is because I'm seeing a lot of the relationship between Microsoft and Nintendo has been getting better and better every time. Look, now you go to the eShop right now. If you have a Nintendo Switch, go to the eShop, check out, like, what's, like, the best sellers, and you see Minecraft and Cuphead right now on top right now for weeks. Especially Cuphead has been there. It was number one for a while, and now it's not number two, because I think with Minecraft, I think the price went down or something. I can't remember exactly what happened.
So I was going to say that Cuphead launched late April, and it's been number one for about a full month. I believe Minecraft either got a discount or something like that. But that's why it shot up immediately back to number one.
Yeah. So I mean, that's really good, though. That's something that I see the potential of cool things between Microsoft and Nintendo. And I think one of them, there's going to be plenty, but one of them is maybe announce Banjo-Kazooie as a character, downloadable character for Smash. If that happens, people will go freaking crazy. I think that will be one of the biggest announcements at their Nintendo Direct. So I know previously I mentioned that we might see also an announcement with cloud gaming, that people could also play Xbox game using the cloud, Xbox cloud, through the Nintendo Switch. But I said that announcement, we might see that at the Microsoft press conference. Because I think we might see both. We're going to see Nintendo announcements, like Nintendo and Xbox, at the Xbox one, and also again the next day through the Nintendo Direct. So that's one thing I believe that's going to happen for sure. So not only that, but I can see games like Ori and the Blind Forest available for the Nintendo Switch. It's possible that we might see some old school Xbox 360 games available for the Switch too. And I still think that we might see Halo, man, for the Switch, because if you go back, I mentioned this a while back, but a couple years ago, that if you look up Halo and Game Boy Advance, Bungie was actually working on the first Halo game for the Game Boy Advance. So that's possible. I'm not saying this is going to happen, but you never know. And I still think, I know people say that it's crazy, but I still think that Game Pass might be available also for the Nintendo Switch. Call me crazy, but I think so. I know, Pete, you mentioned about Metroid. What I think is they're not going to talk anything about the new Metroid, Metro 4. What I think is Nintendo's going to announce the trilogy, 1, 2, and 3, available for the Switch there. Now, I know for the past year or so, Nintendo's always been announcing games as available that day right after Nintendo Direct that people could go and download it. Last year was Fortnite. People went crazy, right? Here's two games that I see the potential of coming, maybe being announced at E3. One of them is Overwatch. I think it's possible for Overwatch to be available for the Switch, right? The other one, which there's a reason why I'm mentioning this. People might say I'm a little bit crazy, but it's possible. Pete, I could see Respawn releasing Apex Legends from the Nintendo Switch, because if you go back to one of their conference calls, EA was talking about Apex, and they said that they are working on other versions for that game. I know mobile is one of them. They never mentioned anything about the Switch, but that's possible. That's possible.
I would like it, obviously. You know, being the Apex, you know, super fanboy, I think that'd be phenomenal. They would have to definitely do something similar to what Epic did with Fortnite, and having that special cross-platform servers, so that way people could play. I don't know if they would do it just Nintendo Switch players alone, because I don't know or think that there would be enough player support or much of a enough of a player base to support that title. But I would hope so. I mean, that'd be dope.
Now, I know they're going to show Super Mario Maker 2 at the Nintendo Direct. I think they're going to have one more announcement, which is a different style of like graphics. I think that it's possible we might see like a Mario 2 version. That's just my guess. Paris is like, oh, maybe they'll do like some Mario Galaxy stuff. I'm like, I don't know. That would be a little bit too much. I don't know if they'll manage to do something like that. And I think that's about it so far, man. Like, I know, we, you know, Luigi Mansion, everything, they're going to show that. They're not going to show anything about Bayonetta. That's not going to happen. I think it's a little bit too early for that. Maybe next time. I think this show, there's going to be a lot of other cool announcements, but those are the ones I could think of right now. But I know Stealth, he has a lot of things to say about his predictions, and I know he's been very vocal on Twitter.
Yes.
So go for it, man.
So I'll start with what we know, and if we could get potentially any announcements from those. And I'll start like both of you guys started, which is Smash Brothers.
Yes.
I do think we will get one character announced and released during the show. And potentially another one teased. So a second character we look at, but not necessarily released. So one of my more wild predictions that I did mention on Twitter is I do agree with you about Banjo-Kazooie, but for whatever reason, I just have this gut feeling that, you know, Phil Spencer is going to be like, now let me introduce Mr. Sakurai, and Sakurai is going to come out on the Microsoft stage and do it there, which would blow everybody's mind. But, you know, that's just kind of my feeling. I feel like with Nintendo and Microsoft both kind of headlining this E3, it just kind of feels right for that, kind of big showstopper. So, Banjo is my prediction. There have been rumors and leaks about, Erdrick from Dragon Quest, but that seems more likely to be the third character announced around TGS or the Tokyo Game Show. That doesn't seem like an E3 character, even though I do believe that's true. I just have a feeling about either Banjo or Steve from Minecraft. Some kind of Microsoft thing is going to be in this game. I could potentially see them even starting the Direct with that, just because that's kind of a hype moment. I do believe that we will see more on Mario Maker 2. I agree that, you know, just based on what we saw in the last Direct, there is one more style, one more extra style that's so different, like 3D World, that was part of the extra style grouping. So, you know, I can see a Mario 2, which is mechanically different than the others. I could see Galaxy. I could see Yoshi's Island. So there's a few options there, but I do think we will get the last style either in the Direct or at their tournament that they're doing.
Yeah, but I forgot to mention that. Yeah, I think the tournament.
Do you think it's going to be playable?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be playable. We're going to play it, Pete. We're going to play that.
Because a lot of journalists were flown out to New York City last week to get hands on. So there's definitely a demo of the game exists. Yeah.
What are your thoughts on the talk about a potential Goku inclusion into Smash? Like, I know it's been the hot rumor, but I don't know if it's actually going to happen.
Right? I don't think it's ever going to happen. One, because it's funny, because yesterday, I forget who translated it, but Sakurai had a bunch of statements on Smash Brothers in this new book he's a part of. Mm-hmm. And he even, like, directly called out Goku and I forget who else, but, like, he said those kind of characters just wouldn't fit in Smash, so I think that's kind of the line he's drawing. So I really don't see that as a possibility.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you, man, because I like I said earlier, I think announcing Banjo-Kazooie at E3 is more impactful than having
Goku.
Like, I'm talking about, like, for like the gamers, of course, the fans of Dragon Ball, they're going to go crazy. But Banjo-Kazooie, I think, will be cool because, one, Microsoft could easily announce, oh, we have a brand new game, Banjo-Kazooie, right? That's coming out sometime in the future. And then have also announced that character is available for Smash. Yeah. I think that both will be like big news, I think. You know, people have been waiting
for even,
that.
Yeah, and even Steve would be huge for Minecraft. It's the biggest game. Well, it's the biggest multi-plat in the industry right now.
Yep.
It's totally huge, agree. And it's, you know, it's been number one on Switch. It's been number one in a lot of places, but yeah, I mean, I don't see any non-gaming characters getting in.
Yeah, that there was another entry. I think Shrek. I think is one of the other, and I don't know how or why people would think like
it's a joke
that type of character.
But why people mentioning like movies and like anime? Let's talk about like video game characters. You know,
yeah,
like,
I mean, if we're talking about Mortal Kombat. You know, they have a horror theme for their third-party characters, horror movies, things like that. That makes sense. But for Smash Brothers, they stick to, like, the most iconic video game characters. Like, that's the theme, really.
Yes, yeah. Like, so, I could even see Master Chief, like, for example, available for Smash. Like, I could see that more than Goku and all those other characters you've been mentioning, you know? So
I think the only reason why a character like Goku would be, you know, would be considered for something like that is because, you know, you have traditional Japanese animation and how Dragon Ball Z is such a huge, has such a huge fan base, not just in Japan, but worldwide. So that would be a great crossover.
Yes.
But I don't know if, and again, I'm a Vegeta fan, so I'd much rather have Vegeta in there than Goku anyways.
Of course. Of course. You would. So what else do you see at the Nintendo press conference that a Nintendo Direct they're going to announce?
Yeah, so we talked about Smash. I talked about Mario Maker. We're going to see Animal Crossing. That's the big game that I can definitely see Nintendo's booth kind of built around. Mm-hmm. The last Animal Crossing has almost sold 15 million units. The one on Wii sold over 10 million units. So this is a very big, big series that most people don't think is big because, you know, it's kind of a life sim. It's not really like a sexy genre on console, but it's big, and honestly that could be the biggest exclusive of the show. You know, so we're definitely gonna get a blowout for that. We will see Luigi's Mansion 3, which was just rated in Korea, which is usually a sign that it's closer than we think. So we're gonna get a blowout for that. We're gonna see Zelda Link's Awakening. We're gonna get a trailer for that. I don't think we're gonna get a long trailer for that, but we will get one. We're going to see – the reason why I don't think we're going to see Bayonetta 3 this year at E3 is because they have a game launching in 2 months called Astral Chain, which is going to be their big game of the year. So we're going to see a lot of Astral Chain. We're going to see more Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3. We're going to see more Daemon X Machina, like all the games that they're publishing but not developing. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot that we know about that's still going to drop this year. That all they have to do is talk about, and they'll have a great show. Now, in terms of my predictions, you took one of mine. I do think we are going to see Metroid Prime Trilogy as a out right now on the eShop kind of thing.
Yeah, I think that's true because I think that will be a great introduction for those that never played Metroid Prime. This will be perfect for them. Yeah,
because
totally
based on, you know, other insiders and leakers, that game's actually been done for a very long time on Switch. But because of everything with Metroid Prime 4, it kind of got delayed or put in limbo. But I do think it would be a perfect time to just shadow drop it, and that would be such a great announcement. And for Pete, I don't necessarily think we're going to see – this is just a prediction. I don't think we're going to see Pikmin 4. I can either see a Pikmin Trilogy pack or Pikmin 3 Deluxe. So the Wii U game brought to Switch.
Yeah.
And kind of in the same vein as your Paper Mario announcement, which is kind of funny, which was one of the reasons why I was laughing, is I think Alpha Dream is going to announce a new Mario and Luigi game. We know that they've had job listings for Switch for a few years now. So they're clearly working on some kind of console game. So I think we could see, I mean, either we're going to see Paper Mario from Intelligent Systems, or we're going to see Mario and Luigi from Alpha Dream. We aren't going to see both of the Mario RPGs. We're going to see one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
I do think we're going to see the next Monolith Soft game. You know, they've been ramping up on hiring a bunch of people. They already have 200 employees. Xenoblade 2 came out 2 years ago. The big DLC pack came out last year. I think we're going to get a tease for 2020 for their new game. You know,
I can see that.
Yeah, like last year, it was so funny, you know, because, you know, Nintendo puts in their blurb, we're only going to focus on 2018 games. And the very first game they announced was a 2019 game. So I do think there's going to be one crazy 2020 game that nobody sees coming. And I think it's going to be Monolith Soft this year.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I forgot to add one that I totally forgot to mention it on my thing. But yeah. I think it's possible that we might see a new Marvel Rabbids game, and it will be available August. And the reason is, I'm saying that is because there was a rumor, I think it was like a month or two ago, that there was a couple of people from the gaming community got invited to their studio at Ubisoft over there in Italy.
Milan, I think?
Yeah, the one that they said that they got the chance to play the game or like for testing purposes or something. I can't remember. Or like feedback. So it's possible that we might see an announcement at the Nintendo Direct saying, Mario Rabbids 2 game. Like that's what I think. Available August. Because the last time it was announced at E3 and it was already available like 2 months later.
I think the game sold like 4 million copies over that, so...
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know Ubisoft and they like sequels.
Yes. And especially every year since the Nintendo Switch been out, Ubisoft been releasing like Switch games almost every year. So
yeah,
that's possible.
So question. You mentioned Monolith, right? And they've basically put out almost, you know, for the last 2 years, they've put out another Xenoblade Chronicles. Do you think we're going to see a third or at least something that adds on to Chronicles 2? Or do you think we're going to see a new Xeno series game?
I think we're going to see a brand new game. Either their new IP that they're working on or the Xeno game that they're also working on.
Okay.
But, honestly, like I said in Twitter, this is the first year where Nintendo really doesn't have to announce too much. Because they have like 8 games set for this year that if they just talk about, that'll make people really, really happy. Like, they're slated to release... like 2 games every month for like the rest of the year. Like their lineup is crazy. So that's why I think there'll be more interesting third party kind of, you know, while on the one half PS4 gets everything, Microsoft not so much, but you know, obviously you want your system to get everything, but the fact that Switch doesn't kind of makes it more exciting when something does get announced, like a Mortal Kombat or something.
Yeah. Definitely.
So I think we'll see, I hope we get a new trailer for Shin Megami Tensei 5, which, as we know, is in development. Maybe they'll announce Persona 5 for Switch. This is kind of my third party section.
That'd be cool.
I think Capcom could potentially announce a ground up Monster Hunter for Switch. It isn't World, but it's a brand new one. For Switch, centered around like the Japanese third parties, but you know, I think we'll see decent amount of stuff from Capcom, Namco, and Square. For Square, like you know, we normally don't get game announcements over the weekend. Like I can't remember the last time a game got announced on Saturday for you know just with outside like a conference or something. And Square announced an enhanced port of Star Ocean coming to PS4 and Switch. And, you know, I could see Square announcing more ports and maybe a Bravely Default collection or something like that. I do think we will get a release date for Dragon Quest XI S Definitive Edition. That's kind of a big game for Nintendo in the later half of the year that they're publishing. This is really the first year where they have so much stuff that is still slated to announce this year. It's hard to kind of predict what else they could have. Of course, Pokemon is going to be a very big thing, and you know that along with Animal Crossing are probably the two biggest exclusives on any system this year, honestly. Pokemon could sell 15 million units in like a week period over the holidays with that game. They could sell 15 million like it's nothing, especially if they have a bundle and do the whole marketing thing.
Yeah.
They're gonna make a lot of money on that. I'm excited for E3. I'm excited because you know we know titles for a lot of games and we might have gotten like a teaser trailer, but we haven't really seen anything like Animal Crossing, Luigi's Mansion, Zelda. We know they're out there, but we haven't seen anything. You know, so that's probably the more exciting part. And of course, Switch gets these port announcements that, you know, you don't see coming. Oh, that can run on Switch. Things like that. Especially if Doom Eternal is shown at Bethesda's event. Obviously, we know that's coming to Switch. We know the new Wolfenstein is coming to Switch. So, you know, there are other games that they could show. And, you know, Ubisoft had, you know, there's always leaks from them. And, you know, apparently there's this new, like, rollerblading, new IP. Like, all the assets got leaked. And apparently that's coming to all systems, including Switch. So that'll be interesting to see that. Like, it's not even just, like, a title leak. Like, there's, like, screenshots and things like that that leaked of the game. So that seems likely to me.
Okay.
For some reason, it go ahead. No, I'm saying it always happens to Ubisoft where like a whole game just leaks out of nowhere.
Yeah, it happens every year.
Yeah.
But I like surprises, man. No more leaks, please. Now the thing that I want to ask you, because I know you've been very vocal on Twitter about Microsoft and Nintendo, and it seems that you're very excited.
Yeah.
And it can't be only the Banjo-Kazooie thing. There has to be more than just that. For you to be that super excited. So what is it that you see between Microsoft and Nintendo at both conferences, for Microsoft press conferences and also Nintendo Direct?
Yeah, so I think both Ori games are probably going to come to Switch. I think Rare Replay is going to come to Switch.
That's a good one, too. We mentioned that, right, Pete, a couple months ago? That's possible that game to come out?
I think
for
so.
The Switch?
I think we did.
Yeah, we did mention that. Yeah, because I was thinking about Banjo-Kazooie. I was thinking about, Perfect Dark and a couple other games. And yeah, that would be perfect. And I could even see Battletoads.
Yeah.
That's another one that the new one could also be available for the Switch. That's possible too.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of hardware and Nintendo was pretty adamant about saying that they're not going to release any hardware or going to show any hardware this E3. It's just going to be software, but I don't know. I'm kind of going back and forth on, you know, like the cloud and Microsoft's involvement in that, and will they talk about that for Switch this E3? I'm not really sure.
Why you say that? Why you feel that way?
I don't know. You know, I feel like Microsoft will spend time talking about their own hardware. You know, they're probably going to tease a little bit at the end their next gen plans. But I don't know. I'd have to see that to kind of believe it. I think what we'll see from Microsoft and Nintendo are the software kind of reveals.
I think that would be cool. So do you see Nintendo showing anything at their Microsoft press conference? Just one thing and that's it? Or do you see more Microsoft announcements during the Nintendo Direct?
Because honestly, Microsoft needs Nintendo way more than Nintendo needs Microsoft. And
Nintendo's been largely
more successful than Microsoft, even over the course of since Microsoft's been in the game industry. You know, they haven't. Sure, they make money. They make a lot of money on their cloud and other services and all that. But in terms of hardware and software, they haven't. They're nothing compared to Nintendo, or even Sony either. They're firmly in third place in that category. So I do think if Microsoft actually wants to sell way more software than they currently are, they got to get it on Switch, because Switch is honestly the only system in Japan doing anything. You know, I forget where I read it, but Cuphead being on Switch sold like more units in Japan than like all the other platforms, like PC and of course Xbox, just being on Switch in Japan. So, you know, I think Microsoft has a real good opportunity kind of in that market partnering with Nintendo. I can see those announcements happening at Nintendo. And even though I don't think it's likely that the Smash announcement will happen outside the Direct, having, you know, being their one last thing, and then Phil Spencer announces, you know, now the creator of Smash Brothers, Sakurai, you know, the explosion of that would be insane. So while I don't think it's likely, I would love to see that.
You know what? I think it will be perfect that Microsoft does that right before the announcement of a new Banjo-Kazooie game.
Yeah.
Because that's more like doing that will be more of like an introduction for like the Nintendo gamers that never played Banjo-Kazooie back in the days. You know, they release that character, maybe that would influence them to buy a Nintendo Switch or an Xbox just to play Banjo-Kazooie.
Yeah.
That would be perfect. Or Rare Replay,
too. And what's cool about it is I think for Smash, Microsoft would give Nintendo all the music they wanted, all the assets for the spirit mode, so like different art. I think if they did it, Microsoft would do it right and basically just hand the keys over to Sakurai and let him do it. Because let's be honest, Smash Brothers is almost at 15 million units sold in like 3 months.
That's crazy numbers.
Yeah,
crazy.
I mean, last we heard, the game came out in December. We got March's numbers and it was at like 14 million sold. It's crazy. It's the highest selling fighting game of all time already. So to get Banjo and Microsoft stuff in a game that sold 15 million units, that's very tempting for any company.
Yeah. Very much. Very much. Anything else? Yeah. Man, his prediction seems 10 times better than ours, Pete.
I mean,
that's his
Leo
job,
is
right?
Proud.
That's his thing.
Yeah, hear me?
Question. Yeah. With DC Unlimited getting announced for the Nintendo Switch this past week, do we think that opens the door to finally getting Netflix officially on the platform?
I mean, honestly, I don't care about any of the other like stuff outside of gaming on systems, but I don't think Nintendo is going to do that here. Like, I feel like it's going to be strictly gaming at Nintendo's event, and they can just drop that news pretty much any time they want. The other important thing to remember is Nintendo does have a holiday direct around September, October, where they'll have more announcements and more things. And then we also have the Game Awards, which Nintendo will have more announcements, more things. So it's not like this is like the last opportunity for them to announce anything. But I do think for E3... software.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah. For it doesn't, honestly, it will kill the vibe, in my opinion, if they're like, hey, we have Netflix available during the Nintendo Direct. Nah, it's better after. Look, Netflix could even release a press release during the week of E3. It's not available.
Nintendo's events strictly like the last few Nintendo Directs have been where it's been boom, 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 like the reel of software. And, you know, I think the presentation will be around 45 minutes.
That's good.
I think it'll... Yeah, it's not going to be like, you know, I saw your tweet. It's not going to be like the rumored two-hour Microsoft event. But it'll be a nice 45 minutes of a lot of different reveals. Because the thing is, what Microsoft does at theirs is they'll have like, oh, now Call of Duty, and then they'll have like a five-minute Call of Duty demo. And I know last year was a lot of back-to-back-to-back-to-back, but also there were a lot of moments where they stopped and did longer. And if they're going to tease xCloud or some next-gen hardware, then that could also be a 20-minute thing. I don't necessarily think, because Microsoft's event is 2 hours, that equals 200 games. And because Nintendo's event might be an hour, that means they'll show nothing. It's all about pacing. And I think Nintendo will pace theirs pretty fast. Last year, if you remember, literally 30 minutes out of the hour was dedicated to Smash Brothers. Like, they did like a huge deep dive on that in their direct, and I don't see that happening again, given how many games they should talk about. So I think it'll be pretty interesting. And of course, all the third-party games that, you know, I feel like half the third-party games nobody thinks could ever come to Switch or kind of predicts that they will, and they're on Switch. So, and the other prediction I have, Level 5, who does Professor Layton?
Yes.
Professor...
New one?
Maybe.
You see a new
one? But Professor Layton, the one that came to Switch that was an enhanced port of the 3DS game, 3 weeks ago that was rated by the ESRB. So if it's rated by the ESRB...
See, that didn't know.
Yeah, so if it's rated by the ESRB, that's coming. That's real. And so I could see that kind of getting announced at E3 too, where they're announcing the 3DS upport of Layton. Mm-hmm. And Yo-Kai Watch 4 looks really good coming out in Japan June, a week before Mario Maker. I could see that coming to the West either fall or early next year. So that's dicey if they'll show that. But yeah, I mean, honestly, unlike Microsoft, who we know nothing about first party wise, we know everything first party wise about Nintendo right now. We just haven't seen much, but we know what the games are.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this question. What I said to you, what I mentioned earlier about Apex Legends coming to the Switch or Overwatch, like those two games, I could see that happen. Yeah. I could see both of those games coming out for the Switch. Do you think so too?
I mean, anything's really possible. I mean, in a world where Mortal Kombat 11 is on Switch, I can't say that nothing can be on Switch. It really all depends if the developers want to put in the time porting it or spend the money. That's really what it comes down to.
Well, I agree, but here's the thing. Diablo that came out for Diablo 3 yeah. right? Like, that came out for the Nintendo Switch. That sold pretty good for the Switch. I know Blizzard, they were very happy about releasing that game, and the sales, it was really, really good. So I know that I can't remember where I read it online, but there was a conversation of like, we might see more Blizzard titles coming to the Switch.
That happened in the Blizzard Q&A for their financials.
Yeah, so that's one of the reasons why I think that Overwatch might be coming out for the Switch. Now, the same thing with Apex. You know, I think this will be a huge opportunity for EA and Respawn to get new fans that don't have an Xbox or don't have a PC or PlayStation 4. This will be an opportunity for them to also play Apex Legends.
And the other thing, on the go. In that vein of companies and their financials saying how well things did, Take-Two said Civilization VI sold very well. So honestly, I think it might be time for Grand Theft Auto V to come to Switch. Mm-hmm. This would be it'd be a long time out, but it would be a big announcement to get Grand Theft Auto on Switch.
I think the crowd will go nuts.
And honestly, if they do it, I wouldn't just say 5. I'd say 3, Vice City, San Andreas, 4. They'll bring the whole series. The Switch, even if it's just digitally, they'll sell like crazy. Yeah,
yes. So it's like similar to like Final Fantasy.
Like when they announced 9 Final Fantasy games at one time. Mm-hmm. I could see that for Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah. Oof, I could see that, man. Any questions, Pete?
Actually, Stealth, I do have a question because you brought up Professor Layton earlier, and then obviously there was that crossover a while back with Ace Attorney. It's been a while. It's been, 2 years now since we've had a title? Do we think that there could be an announce for a new Ace Attorney?
Well, I do think the 1-3 collection sold very well. So I do think whether it's the end of this year or early next year, we'll see the 4-6 collection. So the rest of them. I wouldn't be surprised if they were developing 7 for Switch and probably PS4 or probably PC too. It wouldn't surprise me. Would it shock me to see it? Not really. I mean, Capcom's bringing, even though like some of the qualities of these ports are questionable, Capcom's bringing a lot of stuff to Switch. Like they've already like published like 6 games just this year. So it wouldn't shock me.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Anything else? Anything else? Before we ask you a couple more questions.
That's it? I mean, I think I've run through the gamut.
Yeah. He has a lot of good ones there, man. Now, a lot of people might not know who you are and how you got known on Twitter, because I know previously we were talking about how you heard about us and all that good stuff. So how was it that you got your name out there, man? Because, you know, I know I've been seeing your tweets here and there. I'm like, okay, I like these Nintendo tweets. Yeah. And all these crazy predictions and all that stuff, man. So how was it that you got your name out there, man?
So I joined Twitter around 2012, 2013. And most people know I work in market research. I have a very stressful job, very long hours. And I kind of just wanted – and no time for streaming. Well, that wasn't even a thing then, but no time for YouTube especially. I kind of just wanted an outlet to talk about video games, meet new people, make some friends. And so I joined Twitter, kind of got well known as the Nintendo guy, the JRPG guy, have very strong opinions, sometimes not always popular, most times not always popular, and kind of grew a following from that, you know, and then kind of starting last year, I started doing giveaways, official giveaways, for Namco. They'd like give me like 12 codes at a time to give away, which is like an enormous amount. I would do giveaways for Namco. I've done a few for Square, Koei Tecmo. I'm doing one for Nisa. You know, so I've been doing a lot of giveaways, and that's kind of exploded my popularity way more than anything else. You know, people like free games. So that has kind of helped me grow. But yeah, I mean, I talk about Nintendo. Definitely. I talk about JRPGs. And really, I use Twitter as a way to kind of de-stress. And, you know, I've known about, you know, this show, this podcast, pretty much since I joined Twitter. I forget what the first episode was, but it was something I didn't like. I think it was something Paris said that was really anti-Nintendo at the time.
But
that's kind of how I started listening. This was during the Wii U era, where obviously Nintendo wasn't doing great. So clearly, where the conversation was around is maybe Nintendo going third party or something. And then that's kind of how I started listening. I've kind of just been a fan ever since.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's really cool. See, Paris, it's all your fault.
No. But
it's all good.
Yeah,
it's all good. But I remember those days, man, because man, like, I'll be the only one defending Nintendo. Like, no, I love Wii U. Like, I see potential here. You know, they made a lot of mistakes, but I had to defend them the whole time, man. And yo, Pete, Paris, Mandy at that time, everybody was just going after Nintendo. Like, oh man, they were like, no, they gotta go third party, man. That's it. Forget about first party and creating hardware. That's it. Forget it.
Yeah. So that's kind of like, I was listening before that, but that's kind of where, I don't know, like I became a fan and a listener of your show. And, you know, I haven't reached out privately, but, you know, I've tweeted you a few times about certain things, about things happening. But yeah, this is the first time where we've been able to actually connect on a show, which was great. It just kind of worked out the timing.
That's cool. Yeah, and I hope we could meet in person, man. You know, I'm always traveling, so that would be cool if we could meet in person, man. Pete, any questions, man, before we wrap it up?
No, I think that's it. You got me talking Nintendo for the first time in a long time. So
I know, right? Over 60 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, this E3 is really quite fascinating without Sony. You know, it's kind of like a big component of the mind share of E3 is just not going to be there. And it's really like Microsoft and Nintendo. And honestly, it doesn't even feel like they're competing, because honestly, they've said that they're friends. So I do think we'll see some cross announcements. But, you know, it definitely feels like they're both headlining it this year. And really, as long as Nintendo shows the games we know, Pokemon, Animal Crossing, you know, they're going to do just fine, because, you know, they've sold the most – the Switch has sold the most units every month in the U.S. this whole year, and every month in Japan for 2 years. So really, I know people like to focus on winning E3, quote-unquote, but as long as Nintendo just announces what they have, they're going to sell a crap ton of units, you know, over the holiday, and a lot of software. So really, this should just be a big marketing event for them.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this is gonna be a very special E3, man. In my opinion, because not having Sony there kind of sucks, you know, because I'm always excited to hear what the company has like stuff to announce over there. But I feel like right now, it feels like more of like a celebration between Microsoft and Nintendo. It's not competing. Yeah. It's more like, let's unite. Let's work on some cool projects that it's gonna work for us as a business, right? But I think it's more of just like celebrating gaming, period, man. Yeah. So I can see a lot of cool announcements, man. Nintendo at the Microsoft press conference and Microsoft during the Nintendo Direct. I think it's going to be really, really cool.
Yeah, like, let's say hypothetically, Ori is announced, their Rare Replay. I could see Phil Spencer showing up at Nintendo's Treehouse streaming as a couch partner and sitting there and talking about it. Like, I could, or if Banjo.
It's in Seattle.
Yeah.
It's also in Seattle. They're Nintendo headquarters, right? It's super close to where the Microsoft is at. So they could do some cool video recording from there. And also, like you said, Treehouse at the Nintendo's booth at E3. I can see that.
Yeah, but yeah, I think it'll be a fun E3. No Sony is a little bit of a bummer, but you know, there'll still be announcements. You know, and Animal Crossing. People have wanted a new Animal Crossing for 7 years. Like, there's the fan base for that game is intense, and you know, when that gets shown and you look at YouTube live reactions, people will cry. That's yeah, how important yeah. it's going to be. So like if they show that, like most people, that'll just be enough for them.
Yeah, definitely. Totally yeah. agree, man. All right, man. But I just want to say thank you so much for joining us, man. I know it's super, super last minute, but it was yeah. a cool conversation. I know we started the stream a little bit late. It's all yep. good, but we have the full podcast version, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
It's my pleasure. Perfect. Thank you for having me. It worked out that not only did this happen right before E3, but you know, Saturday and Sunday are really the only 2 days I get to myself to record. So when you said, "Oh, the weekend," I'm like, "That's meant to be." So we got to do it.
He's like, "Perfect." Yeah, definitely, man. And it was cool reading your tweet. Like, "Oh, I'm adding this to my bucket list." Yeah,
because it's true. Because you know. Not to throw any shade at you, but I've tweeted yeah. you in the past, you know, about things when I've had less followers and things like that. Probably you just didn't even see it. But I never used to get too many responses from you. But now it's like, you know, we're communicating more, which is awesome.
Yeah. No, dude, there's people that only have like less than 10 followers and I still reply.
Yeah, I know. But for some reason, it never happened until recently.
Yeah. Really? I don't know.
Yeah, it never happened until recently.
I've been seeing your tweets for a while now. Oh, well, you know, so it's all good. Yeah.
Call him out still.
No.
Calling me out?
No, honestly, everybody knows.
I reply to everybody. I don't care about the numbers.
No, honestly, you know, I've been a big fan of his and respected him for a long time because of the podcast he's built. And it's something, you know, I've always dreamed about doing myself, but either low ambition or no time. Kind of, you know, I haven't been able to really do it, but you know, anyone who can grow a podcast to where you've grown it, that's my respect.
Thanks, man. Honestly, my advice to you, man, I think that you, because I see you as a content creator, just only on Twitter. To me, you're a content creator, so I would love for you to have a podcast or YouTube. It doesn't have to be multiple times a week, but over the weekend, 30 minutes or less. You know, the same conversation we're having right now, dude, I will be a subscriber right away and listen to your show because you have a lot of knowledge of like stuff that's going on with Nintendo that a lot of people don't know, man. You know, so I think that will be a great opportunity for you, man, to take advantage, man. And honestly, dude, you don't have to go crazy and you know, just press record, not even editing, just doing like that, man. Because look, we recorded an episode. There was no mistakes from you. You could easily just release that and you're good, you know. Yeah. So, right, Pete? Do you see the same thing?
Question. When is the Nintendo Treehouse or the Nintendo Direct for E3?
Hold on, let me look at my calendar for a second.
Tuesday. It's June 11th.
Yeah,
so
the 11th.
Last week, I mentioned this last week that I see Nintendo announcing Super Nintendo available right now that you could play it on the Switch. I could see that happening next week. So the reason why I mentioned that, and I don't know if you noticed or if you heard the episode or not, but I mentioned that because during the stream of Super Mario Maker 2, if you go to the 1106 mark of the video, 1106, you pause it, there's a Super Famicom logo that pops up.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, why is there a Super Famicom logo 1106? And if you flip it, it's June 11th, which is the day where we're going to see the Nintendo Direct too. So
maybe.
I know it's a crazy conspiracy. Yeah. But I can see Super Nintendo announcement available to play for Nintendo Switch that day.
Yeah.
That's my crazy prediction.
Do we want to, I mean, if you're available, right? I know it's going to be during the week, right? Which may interfere with your stuff. But, I mean, if we can make it happen, obviously it also depends on our internet speeds at E3 at our apartment. Would you maybe want to be a guest?
Oh yeah, sure.
On the
Oh yeah, I'm taking that week. I'm taking that E3 week off. So that week I'll be available.
Okay. All right, even better. Yeah.
Even better. Let's see if maybe we can pull something together with tech and get you on, maybe either do a co-stream of it.
Yeah.
Kind of like Mystery Science Theater 3K or something like that of it.
I could call him too over the phone cuz we do that a lot too. Like
that's right. You're going to have your Procaster, so we could just do that live and just do like an audio live restream or whatever. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Well, let's see. That way we can, you know, maybe we could just rag on each other for any predictions that we like we threw out and that didn't happen.
And give him props too, the ones that came out true.
Oh no, for sure. Of course, of course. But it's always more fun to make fun of people.
Just to get back to the schedule for a moment so people know. So the direct is the 11th. Then Treehouse Live starts directly after the direct. So whatever like direct, the last big game is, usually they go right to that. And then they record till I think 6 or 7 each day for the next 3 days. So then it's till the 13th. So it's from 11th to the 13th is the Treehouse. About 30-minute segments. Then they just rotate games. And this year it can be very exciting with not a lot of repeat. Because they could go, oh, now we're going to go to Luigi's Mansion, then we'll show you a little bit of Zelda. So I think Treehouse Live could be the most exciting part of Nintendo this year, where you know they just kind of show us deep dives on all these games we've just seen.
Yeah, and I know in the past they announced stuff there that wasn't available on the Nintendo Direct, so that's possible.
Yeah, they have.
So I can see that. All right, man. Make sure everybody, you want to mention your Twitter? People could follow you. Remember, free giveaways too, man. That would be cool.
You can follow me at Stealth40K. I'm doing a NIS America giveaway for Lapis X Labyrinth, their newest dungeon crawler. I have 2 Switch codes to give away. And I do a lot of giveaways. I pretty much partner with Namco on every game that they release. Basically, I do a giveaway for them. You know, I do giveaways for Koei Tecmo. Normally, whenever they'll have a release, I'll do that. I've done a lot of giveaways. I've done a few giveaways for Arc System Works. So pretty much most Japanese publishers, if you follow me and you keep your eyes open, you'll have a chance to win a free game or two.
Yeah, make sure to follow him, guys, man. So everybody, thank you for listening to a brand new episode of Gamertag Radio. Make sure to subscribe, share the content, head over to gamertagradio.com, and also follow us on Twitter, Facebook. You could also follow us on any podcast app. Subscribe, just search for Gamertag Radio. Even through Google search, you could search for us there. And listen to Gamertag Radio using the Google search engine, man. So that's a pretty cool feature that they have there, man. So head over to donate.gamertagradio.com. That's donate.gamertagradio.com if you would like to donate and help us out, not only for E3, but also after E3. And that's about it. Anything else, Pete? Anything else? So we can wrap it up?
No, I think that's it. I think I had a great episode. Great episode.
A great episode, man. Awesome, man. But thank you so much, everybody, for listening. Until next time, we're out.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.